I'm ready to kick the ass out of a podcast.
This is episode 137. It's probably an angel number. Don't look it up.
Oh, don't talk to me angel numbers.
Do you want to bring us in? Do you want to press that button? Bring us in.
Yeah, I digress.
Hell. He's just such a beautiful man, isn't he?
Nick Cage?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. He looks like an angel in this picture. Doesn't he? Angelic. Which is... I think it was nice because it's angel number episode.
Oh yeah, episode 100. Hello everybody and welcome to episode 137 of the podcast. My name's Chris and obviously I'm joined by Dee. You can hear us both.
Hello.
Chatting away.
About Nick Cage.
It'd be a strange day whenever we don't introduce it and we don't say that you're here. And people just have to comprehend.
What if I'm not here?
Sitting across the table from
me. What if you're just doing both of our voices?
Jesus, can you imagine?
I can. I've seen a world where it happens. And it's all right.
Googly woogly. How are you today?
I'm good, yeah.
Yeah, thank you for joining me on this fine Saturday.
Fair. It's a fair day, I'd say.
We were discussing this before the episode started, and, like, it's a good day out there.
Yeah, it's a good day.
It's close.
It's not that close.
Y'all think so?
Fair breeze that day.
What is close when people say it's close in the weather?
Like it's muggy and sticky.
Why are they just... Well, what is close?
The air.
The air is close.
It's really fucking close.
Close to your arms? Close to what?
It's close together.
I always picture, like, the sky is close. Like, the distance between the sky and the floor is close.
Everything's just closer together. You know, whenever you're walking around, red.
I don't know if that's right.
And all, you know, you're just walking free-flowing through the air. Well, the air is thicker, so it's closer to your body. You understand what I'm saying?
Maybe.
Look, it's a meteorological term. Look it up. Meteorological.
It's a meteorologist's wet dream.
Close stream.
Yeah.
Is that close right? Stream.
It's
not close today, though.
How's that mega monster ultra treating you today? It's not as carbonated. Have you noticed that?
I think it's because you're not able to get as much.
Because
It comes through a very fine hole at the top. Mega Monster Energy Ultra. It is, I mean, it's nice. It's just regular Monster, but we have a whopping 53 more milliliters of it, and I'm not quite sure I can cope.
I think it's making me hungry. Caffeine normally suppresses my appetite, but I'm hungry today, Dee.
Maybe it's the sweetness.
Maybe.
What are you hungry for, Chris, anyway?
I don't know. I'm making a banging dinner later.
What's in the bangers and mash?
No, I'm going to do a full roast dinner. A full roast vegan dinner. Basically, we're not going to roast any meat, but everything else will be roasted.
Doesn't matter what you're roasting.
Tremendous. I make the best roasties.
Potatoes?
Period. Yeah, I do.
How did you do it? Do you want to spoil the secrets of the trade?
They're sinfully unhealthy, but they're delicious.
Yeah, okay.
So I get a nice Maris Piper potato.
Okay.
And I parboil them. Not powerful. Parboil. Like, they're
that's a parboil.
You can put a knife into them, but you have to give it a little to get it in.
So okay? Yeah.
Now I take them out and I put those bad boys straight into a colander to drain. So I drain them. Okay. And I let them sit for 10, 15 minutes. Just steaming away.
3-4 weeks.
Yeah. And then do you know what I do? I get the colander. I put a tea towel over the top of it. And I shake the shit out of them in the colander.
Okay.
And it ruffles up the edge of the potato. Makes the potato all...
That's gonna have good crumplage.
Right, exactly. Okay.
Crumplage?
But then I take it one step further. I get a fork. And I like...
You're fucking maniacal.
Like score along the potatoes where I feel that there's not enough damage been done.
Yeah.
These poor potatoes, like, they're going through hell. Okay. While that's happening, Dee, I have a nice sheet pan in the oven. So a nice flat pan, sheet pan, with a decent bit of oil, olive oil, extra virgin if you have it, because I like to be decadent with my roasties.
Yeah.
And that bad boy is heating up something fierce in there. Now, in the meantime, I've prepared some rosemary and some thyme, because I like them together.
Okay.
Just fresh herbs sitting on the side. And I also have a big block of flora butter sitting out beside.
Okay.
I also have a little bag of polenta. Polenta is like a little green, a little measy kind of green.
I think I know what it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Almost like, you know the stuff... Along the bottom of a Domino's pizza?
Pizza, yeah.
There you go.
Corn flour, that's called.
Yeah. There you go.
It's like corn flour.
Learning.
Or semolina.
Semolina and chocolate flakes?
No.
No.
Just semolina by itself.
Yeah.
Raw.
I like chocolate flakes of mine.
In a cup.
You eat, ooh.
You drink it.
What about salmonella?
Delicious.
Anyway, this is what you do then. You let that oil get up to temperature, and how you know it's up to temperature, you take a little bit of that potato that's kind of fallen off.
Stick your finger in it. And if it burns.
No, you get a little bit of that potato that has been lying at the side, a little bit of the roughage, okay? And you drop it into the pan. If she goes like...
She's good to go.
So you take the pan out very carefully.
That's frying pan.
Like, yeah, levels yeah.
Of heated oil.
And what you do is you get... Now, I take a sinful amount of butter.
Okay.
And I drop the butter into the oil. And then you got to stand back because that bitch will skate up and wreck you. And you kind of... What's that word? What am I doing?
If you're not watching the podcast, Christopher is doing an excellent job. Waving his hand. You look like a preacher. Praise the Lord.
No, you know.
Let Jesus heal you.
Amen. No, you know when like oil meets something and it like kind of blends together, but it blends together. I don't know what the word is. Anyway, we're doing this with the butter and oil. We're combining them. But it's a better word than combining. Then I toss in the...
Homogenizing.
Oh, that's good. I don't think it is, but that's good.
It's being homogenized.
Perfect.
Right.
You put the herbs into, you homogenize the whole lot together, and then you get the potatoes, okay? And you homogenize the potatoes in this oil. Now make sure they're all coated in the oil, like butter and oil and the whole lot. Give it a wee dusting of
salmonella. Semolina.
Semolina. Paprika.
What is it you put on? Paprika?
Semolina.
Yeah. But you don't do semolina.
I do semolina.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you did this other pea thing.
Oh, polenta.
Polenta. Yeah, you don't do semolina, you do polenta, don't
I'm so confused now.
Yeah, I thought that. Salmonella, polenta.
Do one of the two. I forget what one of these. Anyway, they go back into the oven. Now, we got to keep these like 180 because I want the potato to cook a wee bit more so it's a wee bit fluffier.
Yeah.
For about 20, 25 minutes, and then we go 200 and we get them nice and crispy.
On the outside.
For about 5 to 10 minutes, see.
Gotcha.
You take them out and you let them sit and they are bubbling. And I like to baste them sometimes in a little bit of the butter and oil, just give them that extra flavor.
And then you know what you do? You take them out, you deep fry them.
Yeah.
No, you don't. That's too much.
But that's why I do my roast potatoes and they are...
You just eat a bowl of that then for dinner.
We're dunk. Yeah, I'll have like a maple roast veg with it as well. Some stuffing with it as well.
Nice.
Lots of butter goes into my food.
Yeah, well you need it, don't you? Because it's all got all that good fat.
Butter is all flavor. Stuff. Butter is life.
Fat is flavor.
Fat is life.
It is. I am hungry now. I wasn't hungry before. It's not the drink.
Homogenize is the word.
You want to homogenize?
I kind of like how that feels in my arms.
Yeah, it's a good workout. Gets the blood flowing.
Funny, I had some weights in here.
You just go down later and you just make a bunch of roasted potatoes.
Oh, but listen to this. I'm making dessert day.
Let me see, what are you going to make?
It's a half made dessert, half cheats dessert. Actually, it's 3/4.
Okay, I don't know what's the difference between made and cheats.
Like? So I've just bought part of it. Okay, so this is what I'm going to do.
Oh, I see.
I'm going to make these delicious 2 chocolate vegan cookies.
Mm-hmm.
2 different types of chocolate. They're lovely. They're fresh baked cookies. You picture a sheet of fresh baked cookies, right? Okay.
Yep.
And then I get a pint of Ben and Jerry's. No, I'm a pint of Ben and Jerry's. Okay.
Vegan.
And I literally take a serrated blade, like a bread knife.
Yeah.
And I slice down through it, all the way down through it, and I make a slice of the Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, I get you. Which way are you cutting now?
I'm turning
from top to bottom, or are you putting it on its side?
No, I'm putting it on its side. I want a circular, like a coaster.
I know what you're making.
You know what I mean? You know where this is going.
You're cutting a cookie out of the Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, there you go. And then I'm going to get that circular coaster shape of ice cream.
A puck of ice cream.
I'm going to put it onto my 2 cookies, sandwich between 2 cookies. But I'm not done yet, because I'm making a vegan salted caramel sauce.
Mmm.
I'm going to drizzle out all the fuck over everything. Maybe even the roasties.
Yeah.
We're going to homogenize the whole...
mix it all together.
Yeah.
It's all going the same place. Look at
it. Dude, I'm excited for this dinner.
Make an ice cream sandwich.
Pretty much.
Delicious.
To me, though, Colleen might want hers hot and cold. I don't do that shit. So yeah. I like to let my cookies get to room temp before I go putting ice cream in it. I don't want that like melt. You know, some people want like a sundae.
Yeah. If you're having that in the bowl, that's fine. If you're eating it like a sandwich...
I still don't think it's okay, but okay. To each their own.
Yeah, no, it is. It's good. It's probably better.
If I ever cook for you, dinner for you, I'll make you yours separate.
Okay.
And possibly Laura's, if that's what she likes.
Okay.
And you can sit in another room.
That's fine.
Okay.
If we ever cook for you, we'll do Colleen the same.
As well, because you all probably like that shit.
So you're going to be on by yourself.
Yeah, on the right side of the door.
Just how I like it.
Well, that's it. That's what I'm going to do today. And I'm going to find it hard not to eat while I'm...
Cooking. You should. I always figure that the energy you burn making the meal balances out whatever you eat while you're cooking it.
I see that, yeah.
That's my take. I know it's not correct.
Not even close. But I understand.
Especially if you're fucking shucking ice cream. As you're making your ice cream. The other half, the rest of the Ben & Jerry's, you're like, well, it's just going to go to waste.
It's just going to go to waste, is right.
I better eat it up here.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's my... We're on food now. Do you want to do that community question on food now, or do you want to leave it?
Yeah, fuck it, let's do it. If you want to skip all this shit, timestamps may be in the description below. It may not.
That will be.
But you should check. And when you're down there, give us a thumbs up or a rating and a review. If it pleases you, if it doesn't please you, that's fine.
Community QED.
But you're dead to us.
This is Snack Wars. No, Snack Swap. Jesus, not Snack Wars. That's an old community QED. Snack Wars.
We're also, what's the word where you kind of like put it out to people? See how they think of it.
A research group?
Yeah.
Focus group.
We're focus grouping communiques instead of community questions. So
communiques. Tell us what you think of communiques.
Get us back with the feedback on that one.
Snack swap. So what snack would you give from your native country to... What's that word? Because I don't have the word here.
Swap.
No. To showcase your country.
Okay.
And what snack would you want in return?
Oh, yeah.
So let's say, for example, where are we sending these to? Let's say we're sending them to the States, because the States have all the good fucking snacks.
Okay.
I don't want to send them to France and get like...
So you
want to
get something out of America, like...
What would you want back from America as your snack?
Like, say, I don't want this, but say Twizzlers.
I want...
Something like that.
Chips Ahoy Red Velvet Cookies, because they're the bomb.
Okay.
Delicious cream cheese filled cookies.
Okay.
Fake cream cheese filled cookies. They're so fucking good.
I thought red velvet was a very different thing.
I know we have a couple of guys who listen to us from the States.
Yeah.
And if you can go and enjoy some of those cookies on our behalf,
that would be appreciated.
We'd love that.
So we have to think of
God
something
bless America.
We're going to give them in exchange for their...
Yes, but we need to
cookies.
Showcase our like Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Maybe Ireland, but we live in the North, so let's do Northern Ireland.
Well, can we...
Potato red.
Northern Ireland has the unique distinction of we can just kind of pick and choose from Ireland or the UK as we want.
Yeah, that's very
so
true.
I think we'll just do
that. Yeah. We can go Irish potato. We can also go like a Yorkshire pud.
Yes, exactly.
I'd be like, well, we're
technically,
in
technically. If you technically look up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love that.
That
hasn't caused any problems.
No. I have no idea what you're talking about, dude.
That's
what the fucking mural should be up in Derry on the side of the walls.
What's that?
Snacks.
Yeah. Northern Tato, Southern Tato. Regular Cadbury's, Southern Cadbury's.
Southern Cadbury's is way better than our Cadbury's.
That's true.
I don't know how they do it or what they've done. Maybe more milk or something?
Bulmers, Magners.
Yeah.
Some things you have to question why. Why are they even different?
I know. I know. What are we going to give?
What's your top snack?
It's a give and take. What's my top snack?
Okay. What's your top snack? And then let's just see if that's from Northern Ireland or Ireland or fucking wherever.
Oreo's
from America. American Oreos.
Okay, my top snack from here.
Yeah.
What the hell do I like from
our
Ireland?
Cheese strings. Those are my big thing at the moment. Are those
cheese
from
strings?
Here? I'm fucking big into cheese in the minute.
Are you?
I'm full of cheese.
Oh, half tanked and full of cheese? That's a great rebrand to the podcast. If this one ever goes tits up, we are taking half tanked and full of cheese. You heard it here first.
If this one ever goes tits up, God. Give it a year.
I
don't know why. A potato is a good shout, I think. Potato's solid. But it's more of like it's too common. You know what I mean?
What snack showcases where we live? What would I want to give and not be embarrassed by giving? If I sent a single bag of potato cheese and onion to the States and be like, here, fellas, this is what we have. I'd never show my face in public again, D.
What about a crisp sandwich?
Now we're getting somewhere.
That's a bit better.
Yeah,
because that changes the profile quite a bit.
Quite a bit. Like, we're putting that between bread.
Yeah. With butter.
Crisp sandwich on Katie Loaf. No?
Now you're cooking with gas. Now we're cooking with gas.
Yeah?
A batch loaf. I think is a, it's not really a snack now. We're kind of getting into the more staple foods here.
It depends who you talk to. To me, bread is a snack.
Cream crackers and cheese.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know if that's a thing.
It's definitely not. Well, crackers and cheese could definitely be construed as an English-based, yeah. UK-based. Yeah. Wallace and Gromit, crackers, cheese.
I do like that.
Oh, I love crackers and cheese.
I do like that.
I want to get back to you eating cheese, but we'll circle back. Right now, I'm trying to think of a snack that showcases. I mean, you have your basics. You have your Tito. You have your Cadbury, like your Southern Dairy Milks and your fucking all that. You have Maud's ice cream.
That's a good one.
I don't even think Maud's ice cream is all that.
Neither do I.
No.
But I don't know. I just like ice cream in general. I actually prefer ice cream from like petrol stations, to be honest.
Chip Buddy? It's not really a snack.
It's fine, but yeah, it's more like a meal. That's a lot of bread and a lot of chips.
Rock? What about Rock? A stick of Rock.
Fuck off with that. Rock is fine, right? But as the...
Oh, I know.
As the token gift you get when someone goes to the seaside.
I know. I know.
What do you have?
And it's the best tray bake there's ever been. A 15.
Oh! I was going to say, okay.
Made in Northern Ireland. Originates from Northern Ireland.
Is that right?
Yep. Do you know why they call 15s? Because they involve 15 of each ingredient, and that's how you make a 15.
It doesn't contain 15 ingredients.
Oh fuck, it contains like 4.
And it tastes 15 of each of them. Yeah. So 15 grams? What are we talking? 15 parts?
15 digestive biscuits, 15
marshmallows. Fuck away off. In one?
No! 15 marshmallows, 15 cherries, and I don't know, it must be like, it's hardly 15 condensed milk or whatever the hell goes into it, but 15 ounces of butter. I don't, is that a lot?
15 ounces. I don't know. I can't work with those units. Like,
oh, that is a lot. If you picture like, oh, that's a lot. We don't work in ounces.
Jacobs is cream crackers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jacobs is Irish.
So no, it's not.
You can get away with that.
Jacobs cream crackers are Irish.
Yeah, because there's a Jacobs factory in Dublin. I don't know if it's still there, but it definitely used to be.
Factories in Dublin. Does that mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's a Coke plant in Dublin, too. It doesn't mean Coke's from Ireland.
I suppose. But, like, that's where... I think that's where it originated from. I've looked up Irish snacks here, so I'm going... Clove Rock is here, so you're not too far up from Rock. All the Jacob stuff is showing up here, Chris.
Honeycomb.
Honeycomb ice cream?
No, just honeycomb.
And that's not from here, is it? That's just universal. You just boil... Or you just cook sugar? Here's one. Now, here's one that I think...
You cook sugar. It's great.
That is what honeycomb is. Here's one for you, and I think you'll like this one. A brunch.
Oh, I love a fucking brunch. There's nothing that screams Northern Ireland like ice cream and put bread on top of it. Yeah. Let's put breadcrumbs over ice cream.
Well, yeah.
That's delicious.
I never liked a brunch for that reason.
Fuck, I love a brunch.
I know.
Because you could almost have it as a... No, you can't have it as a dinner.
No, you couldn't. It's not a brunch. It's not the meal between breakfast and lunch. It's a fucking ice cream, right?
Honestly, dude, I could eat 4 or 5 brunches. That's not brag.
Just you go for it.
No.
Just you work, man. 15 is good. I like that, though.
What about we send a Fryer Tuck's Chicken Supreme?
Fuck. No. That wouldn't travel well.
It wouldn't. But now I'm just thinking food, because our snacks are shit.
Just think about what you just did there. You just sent... a fried chicken meal to America, expecting them to think that we have a good...
Okay, well, let's say these American people who were theoretically sending food come over and we want to showcase.
Yeah, good. Show you a good time.
We take them to fucking Fryer Ducks.
Yeah, you're fucking done.
And they never visited again.
God, like...
I don't know. What the heck? Like,
I'm liking Chris Sandwich.
Ah.
With the batch loaf.
I don't know. Maybe.
That's what I want right now.
It's, yeah.
To eat.
I wouldn't mind a crepe sambo.
Because it's a more savoury snack, which you don't always get.
A crisp and ham sambo?
Oh, you went too far.
No.
You've gotten too much power and you've went mad with it, Chris.
Yeah, we're going mad ham. Without power?
Ham in there?
It's boring. Yeah.
Nah. Literally. I'm sending them a Chris Sandwich, Chris.
Where's Galaxy from? The UK?
Yeah, UK. I think it's Nestle, actually, so I think it's pretty American, too.
No, American have Dove. That's what they call it. Oh, it's quite clearly Galaxy, but it's called Dove.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Never make the mistake and think that is soap.
Because it's going to be messy. What they call Dove over there? Soap?
Yeah.
Call it Galaxy.
Jeez.
Galaxy soap. I'm sending Chris Sandwich, Chris, to America. What am I getting in return? That's what I'm going to start thinking
I'm going to send a Golden Crisp. A Dairy Milk Golden Crisp. Southern Dairy Milk Golden Crisp.
What is this?
You know, like the bar with like little honeycomb pieces for it? Dairy Milk. I mean, what is this? Delicious, what is this?
A Golden Crisp?
Golden Crisp. You never had a Golden Crisp.
I'm probably...
You myself? Stop on the way back up the road and you get yourself a Golden Crisp.
Sure, I'm not going through the South of Ireland.
Well, you can get a Northern one, but you can just eat the Northern one and make it 22% better.
Golden Crisp. Oh, yeah. So yeah. It's a honeycomb dairy milk.
Yeah, but don't think of it as loads of honeycomb.
That's nice.
Because that's like a crunchy.
No, I like that.
Curly Whirly? I'd be disappointed if I got a Curly Whirly.
Yeah, that's not... No, I'm not raving about that, to be honest.
Now, what would you want back? What do you want back?
Now, that's the question. I want from America. And I guess that's where I am sending it because I haven't really considered anywhere else.
Their flavorings...
For a snack.
In snacks are redonk. They have whatever you want. Whatever you can dream of, they probably have it.
They have unusual tastes on something. Like the Hershey's chocolate and stuff.
Hershey's isn't great, though.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, that's kind of what they grew up on.
Hershey's cookies and cream, however, are terrific. Hershey's kisses? Terrific.
I like the peanut butter cups. I don't know, that's not Hershey's. That's Reese's?
Yeah. Oh, I love Reese's.
But like, I get those. Like, those aren't hard to find.
Yeah, we can get them here. So
Jolly Ranchers is the one that I thought of.
Jolly Rancher jelly beans are the best of the Jolly Rancher.
The Jolly Rancher bunch?
Yeah.
I like the Jolly Rancher hard sweets, you know, the ones.
Oh, they're just called
Jolly Ranchers? Mm-hmm. I don't know what they are. I like those from when we were over. That's what I'm remembering at the minute. I like the watermelon flavor in particular.
I like Red Velvet Chips Ahoy.
Oh yeah, you made your decision early on.
I will take a Red Velvet Chips Ahoy care package from the States. Thank you. And we will send back something. What about that? If we have anybody listening in the States, you want to send us a care package and we'll send you one.
I have the answer.
Could be god awful.
No, I have the answer.
Right.
You're going to like this. Okay. You're going to agree with me.
I'm listening.
Send us.
Uh-huh.
I'm speaking for both of us.
Okay.
A Taco Bell.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what we're getting. I don't know what we're getting specifically because I have never seen the menu.
You've had a Taco Bell
before. I've had a Taco Bell, but I don't remember what I like. I got a three in one meal or something.
I'll just take like a dozen cheesy roll ups or whatever you call them.
Yeah. I want whatever the McDonald's equivalent of the cheeseburger is.
Yeah.
I want like 10 of those.
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh, brilliant.
Every time I ask for a snack,
I want a Mountain Dew Baja Blast. I want that in the gallon. Because that's ultimately why I traveled to the US of it.
For the Mountain Dew?
Just for that one.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's exclusive to Taco Bell.
Well, I want...
We could go to Glasgow. We're not going to go to Glasgow.
Well, we might.
We might.
It might happen. But it won't be the same.
It won't be the same.
So, yeah, I think I'll go with the... I think I'll either go with the Jolly Ranchers or with the Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's not going to travel well.
No, it's not. You're right. Yeah. If we're doing this, if this is real world physics,
yeah.
Then yeah, no.
Yeah, just send us a bunch of snacks and we'll send you some.
Yeah, okay. Who are we talking to? Don't know.
Anybody who listens from the States will do fine.
Right, we're doing a big exchange.
Okay. Oh, this also works if you listen to us in Australia. Or
see, now that's where I fall down.
India?
I don't know what they have Asia? Over there.
Exactly, I don't know, but I'm willing to
try.
Do
they have like Tibbs or something like that? I think Louise sent us over Tibbs.
What's that?
They're like chocolate bar, like biscuit bars from over there.
Is it caramel?
No, maybe. I think it's like McVitie's where they have, you know, different variations.
McVitie's?
Cadbury's.
We could just send a fucking digestive.
Do you want a hobnob?
Oh, I like hobnobs.
Hobnobs are good, like. Yeah. Send the digestives with chocolate and caramel? Or is that too much? Is that too decadent? If I went too far?
Honestly, if you're sending it to the States, they're probably like...
Not enough. Fucking stack those and put cream in the middle.
Do you butter digestive biscuits?
Do I fuck?
Dude, you gotta butter
they're
digestive.
They're nice, right? They're nice, but they don't warrant buttering them, right? Just eat them.
No, butter them.
No, just eat them.
Butter them.
I like them when they're buttered, but butter mainly because that means someone else has prepared a snack for me.
Butter them and then sandwich them together. So you butter sandwich.
I'm back to McVitie's. No, I'm back to, sorry, cream crackers and cheese because now that's what I want.
Oh,
butter and cheese. Well,
penguin bar. I might send penguin bars.
Pick up a penguin.
I love penguin bars.
Penguins are good, but
penguin in a cup of coffee. I miss that.
Kit Kat in a cup of tea.
Kit Kat. Drink your tea through the Kit Kat.
That's a straw.
Oh god,
good stuff. And then the gold bar. No, the gold bar. Oh Jesus,
stop. The gold bar. I have been salivating over
so
for
good.
Some time.
So good.
Yeah.
But
anyway, that was a good question.
Because we could go on for an episode.
Yeah, which we're not going to. Do you want to talk about some news?
Which we're not going to.
Yeah, I think we should. News, and then we'll get into what we've done for the week and stuff.
Yeah.
I have a bit of news that I wanted to touch on quickly. Do you remember a couple of years ago, there was like a big gold rush beside us.
Yeah, like we're talking maybe 10 or 15 years ago at this well, point.
Do you know what's starting again?
A gold rush?
Yeah.
Where? Here? Or
Conroy
else?
Gold has extended its gold drilling program at Clontibret.
Oh, yeah.
With a new 4.5 million euro program under the way in the area. Okay? But wait for this, D. The objective of the venture is to further explore and develop a 65-kilometer gold trend referred to as the Longford Down Massif. And a series of targets have been identified in the area, including Clontibret and Glenish in County Monaghan, Slieve Gla in County Cavan, and Clay Lake, County Armagh. What do you think of that?
I think I'm going to get my pickaxe out.
Yep.
And do a bit of digging.
Yep, yep, yep. There you go. There you go. As the saying goes, when everyone is digging for gold, it's good to be in the shovel business.
That's it. Fair play.
Yeah. I just thought shovels. That was interesting. Like, there's a bit of gold rush in around us. Like,
I remember whenever that happened.
Get a job in the mines yet?
My lights lit up. I was like, let's dig for gold. Let's do it. Let's get going. Did not contemplate how difficult that is.
Oh, it's super tough, dude.
I mean, I was like 11 at the time. Yeah, but whatever.
But imagine you just hit it lucky one day in the field and just find a nugget. Like,
but sure, what's a nugget worth?
Oh, nuggets worth a lot.
But like, £15, Chris.
No. Nuggets are worth a lot.
17.
We watch gold diggers at home. And they're coming out with like bits like the size of your thumbnail. Uh-huh. And that's worth tens of thousands.
Couldn't be, hey.
Yeah.
Couldn't
right.
be. That's a lot.
I'm approved you. Right.
That gold is like, that's a lot. Especially because like gold like that isn't often pure. It's like, you know, it has to be like melted down and purified and all that shit. That's a lot. I would get digging if I thought it was that much.
So 1 ounce of gold.
Which again, you're not
okay.
Help me out here with this ounce business.
I'll tell you it in gram. Is that any better?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Oh jeez, I don't want 10 grams. I want 1 gram. 1 ounce to gram. Sorry, we're doing a bit of metric work here. 28 grams, D.
20, so, like that's fucking nothing.
Nothing. It's worth 2,000.
Okay, I take it back. That's a lot.
2K for 28 grams.
I'd get out in the river.
A servant suggestion of cereal is 40 grams. And that's a load of bullshit. You
know? Yeah, we've all seen how small that is.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know?
Still, yeah, okay. And gold's heavy, like so like a nugget of it would be a decent
meal. If you found a fistful of gold, you probably wouldn't have to work the rest of your life.
I'm going to get digging. You never find a fistful of gold.
Like, no, not unless.
It always comes in little thin veins.
Veins, yeah. You know? And like specks. Mm-hmm. Opal. That's what you want to look for. You find opal?
I've been digging for opal for 16 years, Chris.
You want to find opal fruits, aka Starburst of the past.
Nah, like Starburst. I don't mind Starburst.
It's just too much work for too little reward.
Unwrapping all of it.
Yeah. Go on, tell me with your news. Oh, sorry. One more piece of news.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Do you remember our old high school that we went to was caught in the whole cheating scandal thing?
No. Oh,
remember the, like the fixing of exams and all that kind of shit? Remember the teacher, Mr. Hollywood, who got caught up in it? In the whole thing? He was the one who got caught up in the whole...
Okay.
He's been sentenced.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For his crimes?
For his crimes. He's out on bail at the minute, but
what?
He will be doing time, according to the article I read.
Ugh. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Didn't realise that it'd be that serious of a consequence for that stuff.
Did you... He sent murder threats.
Oh, well, then I understand that. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, big stuff. You go on with your news, and I'll just find the article quickly to explain to you what it actually was.
That's wild. That's
I don't want to get it completely wrong and smear. Well,
yeah, especially not live on pod. I'm just going to take this in a completely different direction. Chris, Tropicana, the orange juice Tropicana.
Very different direction.
Has created a cereal to be mixed specifically with orange juice.
Oh, stop that.
Yeah. Well, you don't like that?
No.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? You're the weird one. What are you talking about? A cereal specifically intended to mix with orange juice instead of milk in honor of National Orange Juice Day, which we just missed, was May 4th. Whoops, a little bit late with that one. Dubbed the Tropicana Crunch, it is touted as the first ever breakfast cereal. It's never going to work with orange juice. I mean, it's a honey almond cereal with honey almond clusters, and apparently it's chosen to counteract the tartness of the orange juice.
Good God, that sounds terrible.
It does. Oh, Jesus Christ. They also created a Tropicana toothpaste.
Who likes Tropicana that much?
nobody, but they're just trying to, I think this is just marketing, like, you know. We're talking about it.
Is it good marketing? I don't know.
We're talking about it, Chris. We're all talking about it. Everyone at work has been talking about this. Nothing that I hear about for the last 2 weeks.
Jesus.
That's just weird, nah. Right? And in the realm of snacks, Tropicana is something that they do in America. No. What is it they make it? Minute Maid.
Yeah.
You know, if you wanted to transfer snacks, you could have done that. Or maybe you do M&M's, Chris. Which I think are available worldwide, so it would be stupid to do so.
That's my snack I want back as well. Caramel, the caramel M&M's, the ones come in the dark blue packet.
The really like big chunky ones?
Yeah, send me like a 40 kilo bag of those.
Do they still do? I thought those were just limited time everywhere.
No. We have got the shitty caramel ones over here. I'm talking about the chewy caramel ones that you get out there.
Okay, there you go. Well, Chris, you might be interested in this. A new Guinness World Record has been set by a man who stacked 7 M&M's on top of each other, breaking the previous record of 6.
Don't say we don't bring you the news that matters.
An Iraqi man. There you have it. Balanced 7 of the chocolate candies. Ibrahim Sadek exercised extreme patience to beat the previous Guinness World Record. He says, I am using a mix of mind and body focus, but people usually define it as a gravity-defying act. I could possibly balance anything, but it gets really tough with light objects or liquids. How?
I watched like a 20-minute video before of a guy who balances rocks and then takes pictures of them.
This guy also balanced the most, has the world record for balancing the most eggs on the back of the hand. At 18 eggs on the back of a hand. 18 eggs.
That's impressive.
Jeepers.
It's completely useless, but it's impressive.
No, well, this is what the Guinness World Book of Records exists for. For
useless records.
Useless records. But there you have it, Chris. How's about that? What can you balance?
What could I balance?
I can barely balance myself.
I'm not very good. I don't have the patience for balancing stuff.
No, that's it. That's the real achievement there. Patience. Is the patience to do that.
I'm trying to find, like, moving the M&M millimeters at a time to try to find the
and then messing it up and it falls and starting over.
And finding the right M&M. Collection of M&M's to do it with. Like, was this M&M's peanut?
Don't know, didn't specify.
I can't even know that.
No, I'd say it was the chocolate ones because there's a more uniform.
Okay, well.
Oh, you're less impressed now, right?
I am, yeah. Yeah, I really am.
The peanut ones would be a nightmare because, like.
I don't think you balanced it.
Where's the peanut, you know? The center of gravity's all off.
It's all off.
Yeah. But then you get more combinations to work with, so who knows? Who knows?
That's a good piece of news.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I did look very long for
the Tropicana one, not so much, but the M&M one. I mean, not that the Tropicana one wasn't good. It's just I don't care that they're trying to make a cereal.
I've already got it on back order. It's coming. I have other news.
Go on.
About television, the televisual arts.
Go on.
You like this?
Is this Nick Cage?
No.
Okay.
I actually don't have any Nick Cage news this week because we're going to be talking about him in a separate anecdote.
Okay. Well, we'll do the Nick Cage then.
Reacher star Alan Ritchson
has
inked a 3-movie deal with Amazon and is confirmed to come back for season 2.
Good.
Of the TV show Reacher. Good. Which you recommended to me and I ignored for a very long time and finally watched.
Reacher is a tremendous series.
It's very good. Yeah. It's excellent.
Yeah. Out of 10, I'd give it an 8.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not quite a 9.
Maybe 8.5. Maybe an 8.5.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely better than most TV shows on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Well, I don't watch a lot, so I can't really say it, but it's very good.
Yeah, it is. It's a very good show.
And it's very watchable.
Yeah, he's excellent in it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad they're coming back with season 2. I think that'll be
fun. Guy's juiced to the gills, but he gets it just doing true push-ups.
Listen, you know, push-ups and, you know, eating his greens. And he's apparently going to be. Oh, this is the other bit that I wanted to mention about it. He made his direct. This is Alan Ritchson, the star of Reacher, made his directorial debut. With a movie called, and you'll love this, Dark Web Cicada 3301, which we covered many weeks ago in a podcast.
I like how we tie things back to our podcast. Always,
there's links going everywhere.
I like always that. In the zone. So he did a movie about cicada?
Like a documentary kind of thing.
Excellent.
He also starred in it, so like it must have been like a re... What do you call that? You know, when the actors re...
Reworking?
Reimagine like, things that happened in real life. What do you call that? Recreation?
Reenactment.
It was probably a reenactment that he did. Yeah, good for him and good for us. And finally, in the televisual arts,
go on.
You may or may not care about this, but I think this is pretty interesting. A Fallout TV series is going to begin filming in June of this year.
Excellent. Of course, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I think, I mean, look, I'm let down majorly by the TV show version of Halo. But, like, there's been some good ones coming out. We've got The Last of Us hopefully coming out.
Dude, I am stoked for The Last of Us show.
With Pedro Pascal, which we'll talk about.
Which we'll talk about. I'm so excited.
I'm very pumped for seeing him in it. Yeah, that's basically it, Chris.
Excellent.
It's coming. They're making it. God only knows when it'll actually be revealed or released.
Does it take place? Do we know anything about it? Who's in it? Who's directing? Who's producing?
Walter Goggins will be in it, in the lead role.
Who's Walter Goggins? Do I know Walter
Goggins? You do know Walter Goggins. He's like a wild-eyed, crazy-looking guy. What's he in? He's in a bunch of stuff.
Walter Goggins, right? I'm gonna do a quick.
You look him up. You look him up whilst I go through the details here. So it's going by the code name of Hondo, which we don't really know why. And it will depict the future once envisioned by Americans in the late 1940s.
Oh, I don't know if I Walton Goggins. I don't know if I like that dude.
Walter Goggins. Yeah, he always plays a bad guy.
He was in The Shield.
Yeah.
He was in the latest Tomb Raider movie with Alicia Vikander. He's the main bad dude working for Trifecta?
Yeah, something like that. He's in other stuff too. He's in other more mainstream stuff.
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. That's where I can recognize him from. Yeah, you probably recognize him if you saw him. Walter Goggins. And he's going to be the lead in this, so I don't know.
Okay. It could be good.
I hope it's good. I'm looking forward.
It kind of looks like a very generic Fallout made character,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Right, yeah. Like, I think he'll suit that environment.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's an insult or a compliment.
It depends what side of the fence you fall on, really.
It is what it is, Mr. Goggins.
Sorry, I want to touch on those charges that I said earlier.
Okay, the allegations.
So, Hollywood entered a guilty plea to 7 charges of making a threat to kill,
fuck,
6 of harassment, 4 of attempted intimidation, and single counts of forgery and causing another person to fear that violence would be used against them.
God! 7 counts?
7 counts.
Sir, that's a lot.
All offences were committed between December 31st, 2016 and December 1st, 2018.
That's wild, eh?
School went to the dogs after we left, man.
I'm telling you. We were holding that place together.
We were the glue that kept that place together. There's no point in thinking that your year was the glue.
It was our year.
It was our year.
Yeah. Our year's a fucking mess.
We left in 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're 2012. So 2012 was like, everyone knew the world was ending in 2012.
That's right. Yeah. Somehow, miraculously, did not occur.
Everyone thinks you're the best year, but you're not. We were the best
year. Yeah, we were the best year.
I think we were. We had a decent year.
Jesus, lad.
Compared to some?
Our year was not good. Like... Point in case. 2 prime examples of that. It was not, Chris.
I don't know. I don't think it was all that
you
bad.
Look back, everyone just no. No offense anyone in our year. I'm saying we were the worst part about it.
Plenty of offense.
Yeah. Plenty of offense. Offense intended.
Offense and fucking intended.
Fuck you too, Hollywood.
Yeah.
He always gave off that energy though, didn't he?
Honestly, that is a fucking wank stain. I hope he goes away for life. There we go.
He'll go away for like a month or two or some shit.
I hated him, man. I fucking hated him.
You'll not be able to teach again after that there, will
he? He fucking left and went straight into another job.
He's hardly working as a teacher.
He went back to Newry, where he's from, and started working there or something. So I heard. Maybe St. Paul's in Bessbrook or something like that.
I don't know. I don't know. You have to. He's have to question who's hiring that man. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
For Fred, I wish him the very best in his upcoming trials and sentencing. What shall we move on to next?
Sold. Right. Let's talk a little bit about our boy that we seen last week on the golden screen,
Mr. Nicholas Kim Coppola?
Yeah. This is Cage and the Beastie.
AKA Nick Cage. That's beautiful.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, we have talked about it.
We've talked about wanting to see our boy back on the big screen. And last week we got the opportunity in Belfast together.
Yep.
To go and watch him in all his glory.
And it was glorious.
It was stupendous.
It was great.
That's just first impressions of the movie.
Just FYI, we're talking about
An Unbearable Weight.
The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. Starring Nick Cage as Nick Cage.
And Pedro Pascal
as Nick Cage's
best friend.
And mega fan.
Yeah.
Which
we Fuck could, Pedro could Pascal was so good, dude.
Yeah. Him, the chemistry between him and Nick Cage absolutely sells the movie. It's tremendous.
I feel like that caffeine's starting to hit me now.
Oh, yeah. I'm fucking buzzed to the gills.
I'm in another world right now, dude. Yes, the chemistry between the two of them was excellent. I kind of already knew the movie was going to be my type of comedy.
Yeah.
And just the fact that they played into so many of the memes and tropes of Nick Cage.
Yeah, yeah.
But they did it so well.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they kind of like... They didn't go too far into just being a complete, like, kind of like, get this reference? Do you get that reference?
Yeah. From... And this is a this isn't a spoiler, but from they take acid in the movie.
Oh yeah, yeah.
From that moment on, the movie just climbs and keeps climbing.
Because that's the moment when like the relationship between them two kind of clicks.
Clicks.
It's so good from that point on. Like, and yeah, I think if it was just all memes and like jokes and stuff, it wouldn't be nearly as good.
No, it could have been just a complete compilation of Nick Cage memes and shit. Yeah. But that was excellent.
Excellent film.
It was also just nice being back at the cinema.
It was, yeah.
We haven't been to the cinema
for a comedy too
together since Blade Runner 2049.
There you go. And that's like six years ago.
Yeah.
Is it? Fuck. Maybe not that long, because we were doing the podcast, I think, at the time.
Yeah, we've probably been doing this podcast 10 years. Dude.
Nah,
2016.
6 years, Chris. Yeah, like, it was nice, yeah. It was weird though, because like, anytime I go to the cinema these days is to see like a big film, like Dune or Spider-Man or another film that I've seen.
Another Marvel extravaganza. Yeah,
something like that. Like an event type film.
Yeah.
Whereas this was just like a comedy starring Nick Cage, which most people would probably be like, all right, yeah, whatever, that's just a film. That's in the cinema. But we obviously had a lot more hype about it.
Yeah.
But it was just nice, that vibe in the cinema. People were just like laughing at a film. It was just, yeah. It wasn't kind of like, oh, here's the big moment coming.
I thought it was a nice crowd in the cinema too.
It was a good crowd. We definitely had some fans of
Nick Cage.
Our Lord and Savior.
Yeah. We did actually, yeah. Look at, dude, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Although I think the environment, I you know the way we said sometimes you can go to the cinema and you could see a movie and you could think that the movie is terrible. But had you seen that movie in a different kind of environment or in a different light, it would change the whole outlook.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. That's why I always ask how your cinema experience was rather than just the movie. And I think the whole experience of that day, you know, we went for food beforehand, the four of us, and we enjoyed it and we took our time out to the theater or whatever. I think that made the film even better.
I agree, yeah. We were in the right frame of mind. You were relaxed, well-fed.
And
the people around you were like jovial.
The only downside is that right as the movie was starting, like literally right as the movie was starting, I went to take a drink of my large Sprite and the lid was loose and I spilled it down myself.
Yeah, you made a real mess of it, Chris.
That's on me. You but kind of on them.
You made a real mess of yourself.
I did. I showed us all up.
I hope you're happy. Yeah, that's not pleasant.
No. But it was fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
You got over it.
Yeah, it was great.
I tried.
Thoroughly enjoyed it, D. Thoroughly enjoyed it. It was great.
Terrific. And I would recommend people go see it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how long it'll be in cinemas. Probably not much longer.
No, there wasn't even that many cinemas had it, D, which was a strange thing. I thought it would.
I think
it's
a bigger deal in America. Because, what's it up against? What's out in the cinemas right now? Fucking
The Lost City with Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum. Morbius. Which I don't know why.
Go see that.
Yeah. We actually watched Dallas Buyers Club there over the week, Colin and I, and Jared Leto's excellent in it, even though he's
terrible. He's excellent in Blade Runner as well.
Yes,
if you recall
that's right.
And he's not excellent in
Morbius.
What's the other one he was in?
Joker.
He's a very bad Joker.
He's a very bad Joker indeed.
And apparently he's
a very bold boy.
Apparently he's downright comical in that new Gucci film.
I didn't
like with the Italian accent.
Oh, no! Apparently, stop. I didn't know.
I don't know.
Is he an actor now?
Yeah.
Are we classing him as an actor?
Yeah.
More so than a singer.
Did they even do like gigs anymore? I don't know. Probably do. To be fair,
I don't know. After the whole like,
oh, he's definitely an actor. Like, yeah, absolutely. He can be both. You can be an actor / writer, actor / director, actor / singer. It's fine.
Don't know about
that. Musician. I don't like him very much as a person.
Him. Yeah.
He gives me a very weird vibe. He's 50.
Is he?
Yeah. I think, or close to it. I think he's 50. I think he's over 50, Jared.
We're gonna do some research.
You ever see him? Like, he doesn't look human. Like, when you consider his age, he looks unusually
young.
Dude,
is it mad?
He is 50 years old. That man there is 50. He looks 29.
Yeah, dude, he looks excellent.
What's he doing? What is he on? What blood is he drinking?
You don't want to know.
What is he injecting himself? What sacrifices
Jesus
does his cult he's make 50? To him? He's 50. He does, like, there's something.
Wow.
Something paranormal occurring here with this 50-year-old man.
Actors are like that, though, dude. There's other actors,
dude.
That you,
like, I don't know. Like, who else is 50? Like, be a good comparison. Like, Paul Rudd is like 50.
He's Paul young. Rudd still looks good, though.
He still looks good, but he looks, like, you can see age on him. This guy just, I don't understand. I remember listening to an interview of him one time, and he's like, he keeps his skin like that, you know, like looking like a 29-year-old, but just by drinking water, nothing but water.
Who
like,
said that?
Jared Leto. Fucking lunatic, Chris.
He is a lunatic.
Probably drinks that ionized water shite or something like that as well. Or what do you call that water that
It's got like a better pH balance and shit.
No, it's like Mrs. Goop sells it.
Who?
You Goop?
No.
The website by, what do you call her? Sells a vagina.
Oh, yeah. Goop.
They sell this water and it's like, I don't know, it's like ionized or something like that.
The vagina candle? I know exactly who you're talking. Gwyneth Paltrow?
Gwyneth Paltrow, yeah, that's right.
Gwyneth Paltrow's got to be like 50 or 60.
Probably, yeah.
Why don't you just do a quick search on actors who are 50?
Shall I? Okay. Yeah. No, I won't. I will search for Gwyneth Paltrow to see what age she is, for comparison's sake.
I'm going to say Gwyneth Paltrow.
She's younger.
Okay, I was going to say 52, but thank you for writing me. 48?
49.
Yeah, close.
But like, you can tell that she's like in her late 40s to 50s.
She's got dated features, doesn't she?
Yeah, like time has taken an effect. As it should. What is he doing, Chris? Animal sacrifice or something.
I would have put Jared Leto down as being in his 30s.
Yeah, I agree. But he's not. He's 50.
But then again, he's been around for quite some time.
Yeah, that's true. I just don't understand.
I still don't like him. Just so we're clear.
I'm trying to find out what this water is, the Goop cell. Alkaline water with lemon. That's what it is. Yes.
Alkaline water with lemon?
Yes. Which, if you know what, like, alkaline is less acidic, and lemon is acidic. Yeah. So
I think
this is the thing.
No, this is the thing. lemon alkalizes. This is such a stupid thing to say because nothing alkalizes or de-alkalines the body. That is a complete fucking myth. But anyway, lemon has more of an alkaline property, if you like, on the body despite being acidic.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so maybe that's why they're saying it's alkaline.
But guess what, people, your lungs and kidneys do a fantastic job of regulating your pH levels. You don't gotta drink alkalized water. It may taste a bit smoother, which it does.
Is that right?
Well, smart water tastes, I think, better than most waters. I think if you put smart water into a glass and you put Ballygowan into a glass and didn't tell me,
yeah,
I could tell you which was which.
Okay. I've made this point in the past and I stand by it.
The like, water tastes like water.
All water, if you make it anywhere below room temperature, you'll not be able to taste the difference.
No, I don't believe that.
Just a fact.
I don't believe them.
Unless you're flavoring the water.
We're gonna, fine. That's what we're going to do in this part. We're going to do the great water debate. Watergate.
Oh, fuck me. Jesus Christ.
What do you think of that?
I hate that.
Why?
I hate that.
Why? What's not to like about that?
Watergate is what's not to like. We will do it though.
It's edgy.
It's right there, right on the edge.
Yeah.
We'll do it, I think.
I'm precipice.
But now, what are you saying? You're saying you'll be able to tell the difference between what is one certain, like, Ballygowan and what is smart water?
I think if you were...
Or will you just be able to say that there is a difference and one is not, like, if I put three out...
Would you be able to tell the difference between bottled water and tap water? Or do you think it all tastes the same?
Yeah, because tap water... No, probably not. It probably will be a difference, yeah.
Okay. So I wonder then if we could actually taste the difference in waters.
I get, like, Spar, cheapest water.
Yeah.
Ballygowan in a glass. Spar water. In a water. Yeah.
Oh, I like Volvic.
Yeah, I like Volvic too. Yeah, but I get the flavored brands.
Oh, fuck me, right.
So that's okay. Why. But I think you put all those there and put them on the table. Room temperature, I think you'd be able to taste the difference. And that's fine.
Do you want to know the correct order of water?
Sure.
Right. If we rule out a smart water, because smart water is just a different breed.
Stupid.
It's stupid. Well, it's still pretty good. I would still put it top, but it's a different kind of top. It's anyway.
Very expensive.
It would go... Let me get this right. Yeah. Evian.
Yeah.
Volvic.
Yeah.
Deep River Rock.
Okay.
Ballygown.
Okay.
Everything else.
Okay, I would say Evian's at the top because it's marketed the best. Volvic is second best marketed, and then the other ones are local. So like Deep River Rock and Ballygown are both from Ireland or UK, whereas the other ones are international.
Maybe like all like Scottish Highland European. Crap, or it's all down there.
Yeah, all no, there. They all taste. I would say everywhere between Ballygown, right the way to Volvic, are like about like a millimeter of difference. Mm-hmm. If I was to visualize that,
I think we can tell. I think you'll be.
And able then to Evian tell might be a little bit better. Actually, that's not true. Better or worse, because water is it's fucking water, right?
Yeah, true.
So
true.
Yeah, it'll taste different.
Well, no, it does taste better.
Yeah, it might taste better. I think 80% of the taste, perceived difference in taste, is from the bottle and branding. And then maybe there's 20% that actually is a different, you know, there's different minerals and shit and whatever in it.
San Pellegrino sparkling? That's the water you want.
No. Yeah,
sparkling water's good.
Sparkling water is delicious. But San Pellegrino just, again, it's because it comes out of a glass bottle. And
green,
like,
glass bottle.
Exactly. You're like, it. Everything about it looks and feels different, so yeah. Your body perceives it as being different. That's what I believe.
You know the best beer comes from dark bottles rather than green bottles?
Why is that?
Because when beer is made and bottled, and it obviously has to sit or travel or whatever, sunlight and light can't penetrate the brown bottles, where it can penetrate the green bottles, and it can have an adjustment on the flavor or profiling of the beer.
There you go. That's why I drink all my beer out of cans.
Out of water bottles.
Yeah, I transfer everything, but only to smart water bottles.
Beer from tap.
Yeah, okay. I have my own keg, like my own draft beer.
I just meant like faucet, just turn it on.
Yeah, it's all it flat on. Now.
Yeah. And you can have it hot and cold.
How are we talking about water? I forget. Was it Jared Leto?
Jared Leto, Gwyneth Paltrow, vagina candles,
alkaline water.
Okay. We all come back around. Gareth Leto. What's his name?
Jared Leto.
Yeah. He doesn't look 50.
No.
Are you keeping up with the Johnny Depp trial?
No. Pieces? I kept up at the very start of it. No, not anymore.
Okay. It's getting a bit silly now.
It always was going to.
It's getting...
Like, it's going to be all these people saying he did this and she did this, and then they're going to be arguing about who did what and what was worse and stuff like that. Like,
it's just getting a bit silly, the fact that it's still going and we don't have justice for Johnny yet.
Justice for Johnny. Do you think is he going to get it? Is he going to come out like...
He fucking need to.
Well, I just don't know. It's like... Because, like, how are they going to prove... Like, all of his stuff has been, like, his friends and his...
Hearsay.
It's hearsay, yeah.
That's been brought up a lot in the trial, actually.
Well, that's because it's all that. Like, there's very little physical proof, apart from the turd. Amber turd.
Yeah. Amber turd. Anyway, yeah. What were we talking about?
I have no idea. We were talking about films and stuff.
What about another community queue to kind of bring us back in?
Yes.
Okay.
Please do.
D. We actually have a couple of hitter community queue. We have a hitter community queue.
What's a hitter?
Like a... Normally our community queues are like, would you rather be a door frame or a window frame? You know?
Window frame.
See, whereas today we have one... Where did I screenshot?
Oh, like a heavy hitter.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
And this comes from C. McKeo55 on Instagram. How to get away from small town mentality and stop caring about what others think. Oh, I think this is perfectly directed at you. Do you know why?
Because I left my small town.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. I remember having this thought not so long ago about, like, you're talking about us being in high school and stuff like that there. It's like, man, like, if you just didn't give a fuck about that, you'd be so much better off.
Yeah.
Like, if you just went through your entire, like, and I mean, like, about anything, like, studies, like, people fallings out and drama and all that other stuff.
Relationships.
Like, how much of that can you remember today?
Oh yeah, like, it's true what people tell you, like will it matter in a year? No, then why are you worrying about it?
Yeah.
But at the time you never see that.
Yeah,
because
it's all you've ever experienced at that point.
True.
But yeah, how to escape small town mentality?
I mean, the best way to escape small town mentality is to get out of the town.
Skip the
I would
small
say
town, yeah. I feel like today, though, you can kind of do that without ever leaving with the internet and stuff.
Which is ropey enough.
Yeah. It's not quite the same.
This is advice from Empty Promise. I don't think we've ever really done
I wouldn't be taking it. I'd be taking it with a bit, just like an entire
heaping bowl of salt.
Yeah. Yeah. Just swimming with salt.
Honestly, caring about what other people think, I think the older you get, the more you realize that their opinions just don't matter.
Yeah.
They're like assholes, and everybody has one. Yeah. And it does not matter.
If you want an asshole's opinion, ask your own.
Perfect. There you
now,
go.
I had this theory, or I read about this theory ages ago, and I'm a firm believer, and I fucking love it, called the finite fucks theory, which is that you are born with a certain amount of fucks that you can give. So in your youth, you actually throw them out like left, right, and center because you got lots of them. Doesn't really matter.
You just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you do give a fuck. You give a fuck about a lot of things. You think of high school, you're like kind of
when things affect you.
I didn't get my homework done. I'm in trouble for this, blah, 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 right?
Okay.
But then you get a little bit older and you're like, actually, like, I would never waste a fuck on something like that.
Okay.
Because now I have to give fucks about things like paying bills and all this other stuff. So certainly you have to give fucks for. But like if you kind of treat life like that, it's like, you know that meme where it's like an old man in an empty field and he's like, this is the field where I grow all my fucks.
Yes.
If you don't have any fucks to give, it becomes a little bit easier. And I guess the only way you can kind of do that is look at it more abstract, like remove yourself from the situation and be like, like, obviously, like whenever something is impacting you and you're like kind of, I just wish I didn't have to deal with this. Like if you could almost go like, well, yeah, I'm not gonna waste a fuck on this.
True.
Yeah. And kind of just like remove, like, I don't know.
Remove yourself from the situation.
Yeah, obviously you can't just do that. Cause
yeah, it's tough to do that.
Emotionally impacting you, it just is.
Absolutely.
But like, just if that was your view, that is my view on life, really, these days, is like kind of like, if I feel bad about something, but it doesn't really matter. Like, for example, right?
Go on.
I sometimes say I'm gonna try and eat more vegetarian and vegan because I kind of would prefer not for animals to be slaughtered and stuff, and you know, factory farming and all that other stuff.
Okay.
But then whenever I'm shopping, I'm like,
you're picking up the meat.
Picking up the meat, it's like, I should really be more ethical. Yeah. Blah blah blah. But I don't really give a fuck about that.
Yeah. Okay.
Is what I realize.
Yeah. It's easy to kind of. I do that a lot too. Yeah.
And that's not a good thing that I'm doing. It's probably better that I should be doing the other thing. But I kind of just don't. You know, I could weigh myself down and think about all the moral implications, but I just don't give a fuck.
I do that a lot too, but I do that with like spending on things I don't need.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's true.
I could save this week, or we could buy something that's just not necessary, and I buy the thing that's just not necessary.
So it's maybe not always a good outlook to have on life, but on other things where it's kind of like say with work or school or whatever you're doing, university, I don't know. Like this thing needs to get done, but I just don't have the motivation to do it. Sometimes it's just to be able to go like, that's fine, I don't care. Like the implications of that aren't going to be that major. If it's your dissertation or like like
something big,
a massive project, yeah, whatever, that's what you should prioritize on. But like little things like that, I think, you know what, this is bad advice, because
I think
you only be able to recognize what is a little thing by experiencing 100 of them and then realizing after the fact. So fuck only knows.
I mean, to stop caring about what other people think, you gotta look inwardly. Like, it has to come from inside, you know? And honestly, it's easy for everyone to say, or you just shouldn't care what other people think. I know that's very, very difficult, especially, it's difficult for younger people to hear as well, because all younger people seem to care what people think of them.
Especially if you're on
social media. But I'm like you, I just think that the best advice is, I actually don't know what age this person is. But I think that the older you get, the more you kind of just don't care.
Yeah.
You just kind of become wise to life and life situations and realize that a person's opinion doesn't change who you are, and it doesn't change anything about you. So it really doesn't matter. The small town mentality, you get away from the town.
Yeah.
And if you can't, if you're not in a position where you can do that, I mean, I don't even know. I mean,
you know what I would do? Yeah. I would delete social media.
Social media is a curse.
Particularly in small town institutions. Because it just expands it to being...
Yeah.
You know...
That's a good one.
At right home there. And everywhere. Because on social media, you're seeing all of your people, your local people, whatever. I would delete that. And if you don't want to like just lose that element entirely, I would jump on Twitter or something like Reddit, where you can... It's not relevant who you know and who your friends are.
Yes, exactly.
And like almost create like a persona there.
Yeah.
Like, not a persona, but
no,
like...
No, but yeah.
You know, like...
Your likes and interests, you can build up your own. Yeah, Absolutely.
And if you really want to do that, I would do it on Facebook too, and I would just like rename your fucking profile on Facebook and just change it into something that is just not related to
But we're
to
not saying become somebody that you're not either.
No. Right? I just mean like change your social media profile to being like an expression of you rather than you.
Yeah.
Like a bullshitter or like a memer or something like that.
Okay.
Or I don't know, something stupid.
Yeah.
But like just don't have what you do online be like what you are.
Your path, that is not your path. Yeah,
like it's not like you don't have to take the burns on like YouTube comments as an insult to you, but as an insult to like this, like I don't really give a fuck. This is just a joke account that I don't know. But obviously, again, that's all very hard stuff. Like,
yeah. So basically, you're saying you just have to separate yourself from the town.
Yeah,
yeah.
And if you physically can't leave it, then just like remove from like social media.
But know that
I would probably say do the social media thing regardless. To be honest,
yeah, and talk to your friends. You know.
Yeah, that's it.
What you're there.
Whenever we were growing up, like we had like a very like I would not say
we had a very close knit circle of friends.
Close knit circle of friends, and like I wouldn't have said that we were integrated well with the rest of like.
Nope, we weren't. We kept ourselves to ourselves.
Yeah, and did our own very unusual, very weird things.
But that's who we were. Exactly. That was an expression of who we were as kids growing up. You know, we did our own shit. We weren't out drinking and partying and doing that. We lived our childhood.
We sat and played fucking video games
in the wild and. Playing video games and doing all that kind of shit, and we loved it.
Weird stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So like use your friends to your advantage as well. Not use them, but you know what I mean. That's what they're there for. Your family are obviously there for you too, I would imagine. And
embrace the weird stuff.
Embrace the weird stuff.
Not the weird stuff, but like you know, if you're into like stuff like D&D, we'll say, or something that's like nerdy, right?
Dungeons and Dragons, everyone.
There's people out there who are way more into it than you.
Oh, 100%.
And you'll probably fucking love them.
Yeah, it does. Oh, God, yeah. I like that this question came up now. Thank you for this question, because it's just good to kind of get that kind of shit out there.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's from us.
I feel like I haven't expressed myself well. But
neither do I. I feel like I should have given you this question.
To prepare for
in advance, aside from the snack question, but again, look at
I as you said, like I had that, like I one of the things I don't give a fuck about anymore is like what happens here.
No, I get it.
You know what I mean? Like
I still live here, and I still don't give a fuck what happens here.
I used to be like not nosy, but you'd like to be like, oh, what's happening up there? Oh, at the pub and the shop and all this here. Yeah. And now I'm just like,
couldn't care less.
It could have been torn down 10 years ago. And I wouldn't have cared.
I think it's also important to find like people like you or like-minded people as well. I think that helps
greatly
a lot.
Because
then you have the people like that who are also looking to get away from that small-time mentality and also don't care about what other people think.
Yeah.
You know?
That's it.
Find it's better to have your friends counted on one hand, like your true friends on one hand, than have fucking hundreds of yes man basically. So thank you for that question, C McKeo 55. Don't know how I'm supposed to say that, but there you go.
That's class.
The other question that came in was my decision to become a vegan moral choice or purely for dietary reasons, or perhaps both? Since you're not vegan and since I don't want to dwell on that too much because I think we've answered it here before, my decision was 100% not ethical at all. It was nothing to do. I never took into account the animals or the planet or anything. It's a very nice side effect to come from it.
Yeah.
It's a great thing. But I just don't think like that. Yeah. I think about me. That's, was for me.
Don't give a fuck about that.
Exactly. It was
not in a bad way, but just
performance I was searching for, and that was it. But thank you for your question all the same. Sorry, that question came from because we actually have a question from Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That question was from Nuagmer. I don't know. I'm sorry if I butchered that, but there you go.
That's like a really plain name.
Question from Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, I'm so glad he got in touch.
Which is the, how do we put this? Is it the, it's the pseudonym.
It's the anonymous caller line.
It's the anonymous caller line. If you want to leave a question to us, if you send us a community question, we will read out who it's from unless you say that it's from Dwayne The Rock Johnson, in which case we'll keep you anonymous.
Yeah. Or you can just say anonymous and then we'll say it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson regardless.
Yeah, okay. Well, Dwayne The Rock Johnson writes and says, would you rather be able to drop all fruit from an apple tree by staring at it for 1 hour continuously, or have the ability to punt kick a strawberry 200 feet in the air, but only when nobody is watching? That's it. Where are you caught with that shit? Like,
I think I'd punt the strawberry. I mean,
I asked Colleen this last night, and she said punt the strawberry too. And I said, but what's the point? You can't show your friends. Look how far I can kick the strawberry.
Yeah, but it just feels nice when you can kick something really fucking far and high.
I'd take the fruit because I could get a sick job in an orchard somewhere.
Is that a sick job though?
Imagine just being able to sit back in a peach farm in California and just stare at hundreds of trees and be like, fellas, take a break. I got this. 59 minutes later, just all you guys stand out with your baskets and all this fucking shit's gonna fall.
Okay. So you're still not picking up the fruit?
Oh God, no.
I don't know, Chris. Because I think it's 1 hour per tree.
If it's 1 hour per tree, I'll probably take the strawberry.
I think it'd be faster just to get up and pick it.
Yeah.
It or just shake the bastard. Yeah. Like you're trying to get a football out of it. Could I
punt a strawberry 200 feet as it is? Probably not. Not in the air. No, because long.
If you were going to kick it that hard, it would just
disintegrate. What if you froze it?
Maybe. It's very small and very light though, so I don't know if you're going to get the momentum to get it up there.
The empty promise trials.
Maybe you would. I don't know. Give it a go. If you froze it, that's just like kicking a fucking stone.
Trials of the Wild.
Rip your toe.
Trials of the Wild with empty promise. That's what we should call that. And we should go and do these things. No. Terrible idea.
Watergate is enough.
Watergate's great. Anyway, there's the secondary question from this person.
From Dwayne.
Yeah, from Dwayne. Would you rather have the ability to stay awake for 1 year in its entirety, but have to sleep then for a whole year, or sleep in recurring 4 hour increments, i.e. awake for 4 hours, sleep for 4 hours, awake for 4 hours, repeated for the rest of your life?
And like it, so if the yearly thing is every year you have to sleep,
so every second year you're going to miss a year,
you miss a year every year
due to hibernation.
See, now you're already, because like at the minute you lose a third of your life to sleep, right? You don't lose it, you spend a third of your life sleeping. In this scenario, you'd spend from now on half of your time sleeping. That's a decent chunk of your life. So I'm not keen on that. The 4 hours thing, what is that? That works out the same, doesn't it? Because there's 24 hours in a day. No, there's
You're going to sleep for 8 hours every 24 hours. Is that right? Because you're awake for four. Yeah. No, this is if you were doing this 4 hour thing. Because if you're awake for four, sleep for four, awake for four, that's 12 hours. So you do that twice. You're only asleep for 8 hours in a day. Which is basic.
No, because after your second awake stint, you have to sleep. So it goes, say from 12 a.m., it goes sleep, 4 a.m. awake, 8 a.m.
Yes,
sleep.
And then you're back to, that's you back to 12, is that right?
Yeah, 12. You have to sleep again, 12, because you've been awake. And then.
Oh, yeah, awake. I get you, yeah. So sleep. You're actually going to do 12 hours of sleep?
So you still do 12 hours, so it's half and half. So either way, in that case, I think I'd still probably take the recurring 4 hours.
I wouldn't.
For a year.
I've done challenges before, the running challenges where you're awake for 4 hours, sleep for 4 hours. Every 4 hours you got to run, and being awake for just 4 hours and then having to sleep.
It's not enough time.
No, I don't think you'd ever get into
a year.
Can you imagine wakening day and thinking, right, I have to go up and see. I'm going to go and visit Chris today, and we're going to do a podcast.
I'm going to have to do a nap when I'm up there.
Yeah,
for 4 hours.
You wouldn't even. You'd nap, get up, you'd drive up the road, say an hour. We'd have 3 hours, so 2 hours to do this. You could either bust yourself to get home in the hour or just
I have to nap.
Hang around. But you have to hang around now for another 4 fucking hours. Where am I gonna put you for 4 hours?
I don't know, Chris, but I thought you'd be accommodating. I thought you'd be more accommodating than this.
Well, I could have been had you chose the other option.
A year, Chris. You miss a year at a time. Right? So like, what are you looking forward to at the end of this year? Like say a holiday or something like that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
You don't get it for a year. And everyone you love with you doesn't get it for a year. Because you're fucking sleeping.
Well, they can still go.
They drag you along like we can at Bernie's.
Imagine hibernation for a year.
Nah, too much.
No, because imagine if someone died.
Yeah, you wake up, so-and-so died. And yeah. Oh yeah, by the way, like.
You know what I call it? I call it constant coma.
Constant coma. But it's not constant, it's only a year.
Recurring coma.
Nah, I'd go for 4 hours, eh? But either way, it's a raw deal because you're still sleeping more than you currently sleep.
It's really terrible, isn't it?
Where's the benefit? Yeah. I mean, being awake for a year at a time, that sounds like you get so much done, but like, no, you wouldn't.
You just wouldn't, no, because you'd still piss away a year.
And there'd be no way to break it up either. You'd have to, while everyone else sleeps, you'd have to find something to do.
Good question.
Good question, yeah.
I'll take the year, though. I'm still going to take the year.
It's going to be so hard getting podcast on. So for a year, we can't do it. Bank them. And I can only do them at 4 hours at a time. Oh, 4 hours sleep in between.
You got to choose the same one as me, though, dude.
Oh, no. God, no, God.
Thank you for that question.
All right. That's terrific.
What else you want to talk about? What else you want to talk about in this episode?
Let's take a break.
Thank you for saying that. I am busting for a pee. Yeah, what else have you got up to? Tell me a bit about your weeks.
Ah, my week.
It's been a while.
Well, I mean, like, obviously, you were up on the weekend. Was. And we went for food. What all did we do? Oh, we did a podcast. That's right. A previous podcast actually came from
We did Oak Island.
Oak Island, that's right. An awesome podcast. Check it out, by the way. Mm-hmm. If you like it, leave a review. Thumbs up, et cetera, et cetera.
It's great to plug your own podcast on your own podcast.
Yeah, you always have to link back. Yeah. That's how it works. So yeah, that was a really nice day, actually. Yeah,
yeah, that was good.
Went to some good food. That was the second time in 2 days that I'd been to that particular restaurant.
Yes, I had a calzone. A vegan calzone was delicious.
Looked amazing. Delicious. I should have got the calzone. I need a calzone in my life now. Because we got pizza there during the week, and it was from Pizza Co.
Oh,
which they do not do calzones.
Okay,
which left me upset. But the pizza was fine, so whatever. I'm not gonna complain too much, Chris. But yeah, that was a great day. We obviously seen Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, which is really, really good.
Did you do anything that night?
No, I don't think we did.
No.
I think we were going to play games with Laura's brother and mate, but we didn't. I think we just had a chill one. I think we watched The Punisher. Yeah.
Nice.
Which we finished last night, actually.
Very nice.
Season 1 of The Punisher. Very good. Very good show.
Good.
Very basically Reacher. Which I also watched. I don't think I've talked about that yet.
No.
Reacher.
Yeah.
On Amazon, which I watched. So like very two very similar shows about like one man who's like a beast who can basically fucking take anybody out that he wishes. One of them's Punisher is just looking for like vengeance, basically. Mm-hmm. Whereas Reacher's trying to solve a murder. But he's also looking for revenge too. So
yeah.
A lot of parallels, Chris. Both very good shows. I would advise trying out The Punisher.
Yes.
After having watched Reacher. And I'm trying to get Laura to watch Reacher after having watched The Punisher.
Excellent.
So that's what we're watching.
Excellent. Yeah, that's
But yeah, so that was Sunday that you came up. It was Bank Holiday Monday as well.
That's right.
Had a lovely chill fucking Monday off. Did you have Monday off?
Oh, we did indeed. Both of us had Monday off. Terrific. Tremendous.
Yeah, so Laura was working. She'd work
that's
the bank
right. Holiday. That's right. So she was saying. God
yeah, but
her.
She was working from home, so it wasn't too bad. I sat there playing video games while she worked. There was no problems there at all.
That sounds like
animosity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sounds hellish.
And then, oh yeah, and Saturday. So Sunday you were up. Saturday it was Laura's brother's birthday.
Oh right, okay.
So that's why we were out at that restaurant as
Everybody's
well.
Everybody's birthday.
For food, the same place.
Yes. Do you want to talk about you went to an escape room?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So afterwards we headed over to this escape room up in Belfast. Really good actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, like really good experience.
Good.
The staff are really into it, which I was surprised by.
Yeah.
Like they're acting and wearing costumes and doing all sorts.
Okay.
But yeah, it was really, really good. Like straight in, we were late, so we were late starting.
Mm-hmm.
But like, got straight in. You're walking up the stairs to the room, and like the stairs is the first puzzle. So you kind of have to like, you're kind of like,
yeah. I've never done an escape room, so you're gonna have to explain this a wee bit more to me. Like,
basically, walk into this darkened room,
mm-hmm.
and there's a locked door and there's like all this shit on the walls. You don't really know what it is, and you kind of have to piece out, how do I get the door open?
Okay.
And then when you get in there, there's
The door locked?
The door was locked, yeah.
Right, okay.
And then on the walls in there, there's loads of more, all these like pictures, images. I'm not spoil anything, because like if you want to go do that one in Belfast, it's really, really good.
Absolutely.
But basically it's like, you know, there's like a little image here and maybe a writing on the wall, like a message. You have to work out what that means.
Yes.
That leads you to a different part of the room, which reveals a shape which you put into the thing, and then that gets you the key to a lock. You unlock that, and that gives you another clue to the next thing. And
Very
it's
nice.
Basically just
Very
like
nice.
like a treasure hunt kind of thing.
Okay.
But all contained in one room, or like maybe three or four rooms that are connected.
Yes.
But it was really cool because it added like story elements to it. Like, you know, you have to. This one was based on Game of Thrones, though unofficially.
Okay, it wasn't an official Game of Thrones escape room.
No, there was no official Game of Thrones content included, but a lot of similar
nods to the series. Yeah.
So like there was like we had to like uncage a dragon to save the world or something was like the goal, but like there was, you know, there was like a knight and stuff. There was a witch who was linked into it, and all these things kind of like interlinked throughout the, yes. the room. But man, we were going at some pace.
Yeah.
Because we were late.
Smart
we
were, group.
Very smart group, Chris.
How many of you were there? Four?
Five of us, actually. Five. Yeah. I was even climbing the fucking walls at one point.
Actually?
Literally.
Okay.
And that was part of the puzzle.
Were you doing parkour?
Yeah, I would say I was doing parkour. I jumped off at the end, so that was basically it.
Nailed the landing?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you do a little roll right
there
in the
room? 9 out of 10.
Wow, nice.
Judges were fucking... No, they were against me, to put it that way. Yeah. Yeah, no, like, it was very good. There was... You had to crawl in under things, and there's one part where they split up the group.
It's quite physical, then.
Not that physical, but, like, okay. Yeah.
Do you have to be in fit shape to do it?
You have to be in peak physical form. No, you don't.
Like, oh.
A tall person could have... done it. I am a tall person, actually, so that's not totally true. Okay. A really tall person could have done it without any climbing.
Mm.
But yeah, no, it was really, really good. Like, I think it was £25 each to do it, which isn't too bad.
No.
Like, it's an hour's worth of stuff, less obviously if you solve it first. And like, I mean, obviously for things like team building and stuff, it's very popular, but
yeah,
if you just have a group of friends going to do that,
just want to go and do an escape room,
very, very fun, I think. But then, if you're not
the type of
person, you
showed me the location of this one. Yeah, you would barely see it. You barely find the thing.
It's a bloody puzzle find the place. Yeah, but it's like it's
all part of
that's what I mean. Like, it takes you upstairs, and then there's just all these little like corridors and rooms that are linked and kind of thrown together. Like, no, they've done it really, really well. Like, it's a good operation.
Excellent.
I think that's Forbidden Quest, I think, in Belfast.
Okay.
I think that's who
Forbidden Quest. There you go.
Forbidden something. Anyway.
I will link it in the description below.
Yeah, so no, we should definitely do something like that. Now, there was three different rooms, like three different selections.
Okay.
The Game of Thrones one, obviously. Then the girl at the end said that they have this, like...
Yeah, you said like, this.
Demonic one.
I'd like to try that.
Like clowns and like dolls, stuff like that.
Maybe not.
Like, yeah.
You had me a demonic and lost me a clown.
Yeah. Yeah, like it would be scary, like, because it's a very dimly lit thing, and there's noises, there's like sound effects and stuff playing as well.
Do you have to sign any waivers?
Jeez, I didn't. Maybe when you signed up online.
What if you have a heart attack or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably, yeah, probably did.
I don't want to die. I mean, like,
Chris, I don't know what I signed up to. And then there's an action adventure one with zombies, which sounds fun too.
Well, that does sound fun.
Yeah. So it's got variety. It's got something for everyone.
Something for everyone. Yeah.
Probably not kids.
No. I like that. That's good.
Yeah.
That's
good. Yeah, we should definitely like try and do something like that with a group of us sometime. It would be fun. It was fun for me. But God, Chris.
You got anything else?
Chris, I feel like I've told you a lot. Like, I mean, you know, are you not satisfied with the amount of stuff I did on the bank holiday?
Are
weekend?
You not entertained? I am entertained, Dee, and I'm pretty satisfied that you got up to quite a bit.
You know, I feel like a lot happened.
I'll tell you what you did. You did a lot more than I did.
I did.
Oh,
I must have done. Yeah, what did you do?
Nothing. Literally.
Well, that's
nothing.
Not true, because I seen you up in Belfast.
Well, yeah, I was in Belfast.
I was talking to you.
On the Sunday.
The fun day.
Monday, we did nothing. We were both off. We just had a lovely, maybe I'm yawning. A lovely, chill day. Colin made us a great dinner. Mm. And then
class.
That was it. We just took it super easy.
Do you watch some shows? Chillax.
We watched Inception. No. Did we watch
it? You'd watched it before Sunday because you told me.
Then that could have been Dallas Buyers, maybe.
Ah.
That could have been Dallas Buyers. Yeah.
Good films, though.
Yeah, yeah. We're just in the mood for good movies at the minute, you know. Mm. And I forgot how unapologetic Inception is. Like, it just throws you in at the deep end straight off the bat.
Just pay attention.
Yeah.
It'll make sense if you fucking pay attention.
It's good. No, it's very good. It was enjoyable. Super enjoyable. That was it. Yeah, we've had a very uneventful week. We're kind of trying to stay under the radar and quiet until we're for Portugal now in like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to just kind of...
Yeah, you don't want to get like, you know, commit any crimes
exactly.
before then.
I don't want to get locked up, dude.
Exactly.
You don't
want to get Hollywooded.
Ah.
You know?
Hollywooded.
Sentenced.
Yeah.
And jailed.
And jailed.
For his crimes.
Within 2 weeks. Yeah.
Just to remind you all that he has been sentenced and jailed. For his crimes.
Well, he's on bail.
Of
which there were seven, yeah. You can't threaten people, like. You're not allowed to do that now, do you?
Well, he did. He probably shouldn't have.
He didn't give a fuck. He did. There you go. It circles back, right?
He should have
given a fuck.
One thing he should have given a fuck about.
No, that was it. It's been very quiet. Just on a long work week, and now we're back to the weekend, and...
You were training again. I think we talked about this, didn't yeah. we? You're training for a 200,000 mile run. How much are you running now?
What'd you say, 2,000 mile?
200,000.
You're close. 279,000. No, I'm joking. 279, yeah.
How has the training been going?
This was the first week back of running and gym training
combined
together. Okay. Some people call it a hybrid program.
Do you call it that?
No, I don't like that term. I think it's a running program, and I'm doing my best to not look like a runner.
So it's a running program.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. We've done 4 runs this week, with one more coming tomorrow. 5 to finish the week, and I'll just stay at 5 for the next couple of weeks.
Do you know what we should call it?
What?
Running and gunning.
Oh God!
Because you're working the guns. That's
brilliant.
The run and gun program.
I am work. Yeah.
Now, if you do use that, I want credit.
What about the running and gunning podcast? No?
I mean,
maybe.
I don't do much running, Chris.
You do gunning, though.
Yeah.
You're big into your guns.
Yeah. Dangerously so.
Collection. No, yeah, this has been the first week back. It's interesting. It's fine. My recovery this week has been immaculate, some would say. I have slept like a baby. All throughout the week, and my recovery has been so high that allows me to kind of give a wee bit more in the gym each and every day. My food is still quite high, and I'm just enjoying it at the minute.
That's good.
So I have no big run scheduled until October.
Are you perhaps in a honeymoon phase with this new program?
I just may be.
Do you see? I'm
hoping I can make the honeymoon phase last until next April.
For the duration of
the duration. Now, next April, I have 100K run in October, 100 mile in April, and 279 in August of next year.
Terrific.
It's a long way to prep. You know, it's a long,
need it?
Yeah, I guess you do.
27. Why is it 279 again?
That's the distance from...
that's just the distance.
It's from Killybegs in Donegal to Larne.
Oh, the whole way across.
It's called the International Appalachian Trail, and it's 279 mile. Now, as it stands, nobody has ran it. People walk segments of it.
Why is it the International Appalachian Trail?
Because the Appalachian Trail is a route that runs from...
In Appalachia, in America.
It's the east coast of America. It runs up the entire east coast, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And the International Trail runs, I think, right across Europe. Oh, and okay. This is part of it, then. It comes across.
So this is the part that goes through Ireland?
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
It's well signposted. It's a well-documented trail. People walk segments of it. But as far as I know, I will be going for an FKT, or fastest known time, on the trail when I do it. So I could be setting the fastest known time. To
AKA
cross.
A Guinness World Record.
Yeah.
Probably not.
But we're not going to go there.
No.
But
I will say that.
But I'm thinking about doing a little bit of fundraising starting like at the end of this year for it as well. I haven't decided on what or if I will, but it seems like something you should fundraise for and try to give money to someone else.
Raise some awareness.
Raise some awareness for something.
Yep.
The
podcast.
Yeah.
Give us your charity.
Because we are hemorrhaging money week in, week out.
Burning it.
But that's it. No, it's been good. I am looking to get some new equipment into the gym now this summer, which will continue to help with training. And that's pretty much it, dude. It's been... Are you training?
Am I training?
Yeah. Did you train this week?
I mean, yeah.
We should have a segment. We need another jingle, and it's going to be called Training with the Empty Promise.
Yeah. It doesn't rhyme though, Chris. Can you make it rhyme for me?
Training.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
Gymming with...
There's no way it can work. Jim. I'm Jim.
You're Jim.
I mean, I would not want anyone to call me that.
Gymming with Jim, aka D from The Empty Promise.
Yeah.
And also featuring Chris.
Plus, yeah, feed Chris.
Perfect. Let's get a jingle for that. Are you back gymming this week?
Well, yeah. Good. Yeah, we have been.
How's that going?
Fine, yeah.
Just fine.
Fine. It was 3 months at the start of this month since we started, and I was like,
fuck, oh, that's good.
Nice, let's see all the...
Because I noticed changes in you, I said to you, like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. I've been more aggressive and stuff. Yeah. No, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was like, what?
No, yeah. Kind of like noticed stuff, but not really. So I'm kind of like, right, we'll have to go for 6 months and then see if we notice that, Chris.
That's the thing. You'll notice it last.
You think?
Other people notice it, but long before you notice it.
Well, that's good.
What is it? That's like, all I'm doing. It's something like after 2 weeks, you'll feel it. After like 2 months, you'll other people will notice it. And then after like
2 years.
I don't even think it's that long.
No, it's fine. Like, I'm happy enough with how we're going with
how we're progressing.
But like, obviously I'm not like, not, I don't have like a big stretch goal like you where I'm like aiming towards something. Just doing it. Just nice to be kind of go like, at least I'm exercising.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Doing something is better than doing nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. And you just get that little bit of a, you just feel a little bit better about yourself. You're like, yep, the exercise.
I would love for us to get a session in together.
I know. I think we've been saying this for 2 months. I know.
And it's ridiculous that we don't, because we meet now most weekends.
Yeah, it wouldn't be difficult, Chris.
No.
Anyway,
yeah.
Empty Promise Podcast and all that.
I don't think I have much else to talk about. Would you believe that?
I don't think I do either, to
be honest. I think we've covered the shooting the shit. We've had our topic.
The shit has been shot.
Which, if you're listening to this podcast, the topic is coming later in the week. It is the mystery of room 1046.
I like that. This is just like Lost. You're just sowing the seed of mystery for the next episode.
Yeah, I like that.
Room
1046.
What is it possibly?
What is it? Don't look it up.
Don't look.
Just wait. Jesus, we'll do it.
God, do not look it up.
Do not look it up.
You have the full conclusive answer coming.
Exactly.
Later this week.
Go and that's not up, an empty. Go promise. And look up Pen Island.
Yeah, why? Oh, Jesus Christ. Man, you talk about going back to high school? Holy shit.
I know.
Pen Island, get all your pens there.
Yeah. Where else do you get them?
Yeah. God.
Yeah, are you happy enough to wrap this one up?
I am happy as Larry.
Yeah, so am I, because I'm getting hungry.
Hungry as Larry.
Hungry as Larry, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for tuning in to what has been episode 136.
Seven
of the podcast. We hope it finds you well. If you are listening somewhere that you can leave us a little thumbs up rating, that would be absolutely tremendous. Remember, you can get in contact with us through our Instagram, or through my Instagram, Empty Promise Chris, because our Empty Promise Podcast, I'll get the notification, but I don't use the site. It's hard enough trying to keep one channel going, never mind two. And you can get in contact with your questions. Remember, if you want your question to be read anonymously, sign it from Dwayne The Rock Johnson. If not, we're just going to go ahead and read out your name and shame you all over the podcast.
Or just say you're anonymous and we will also keep you anonymous.
Oh yeah, we can do that. Thank you for everyone who has gotten in touch with us with comments, questions, queries. And if your question hasn't been read out this week in the show, it will be put into the book for next week and we will get them. We don't have that many. It's just we don't want to do.
Oh no, it's
I like to stretch them out over a couple of weeks. That's it. Remember, you can find all the podcasts over on any podcast hosting service. Just search for Empty Promise Podcast. And we will see you
in the next one.
In the next one. Next week, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Goodbye and God bless.
Bye-bye.
Sweet dreams.